I want you to imagine for just a second that you're standing in front of this massive wall-to-wall digital dashboard.
Oh, yeah, the classic anxiety dashboard.
Right, exactly. And it is completely covered in blinking red warning lights.
Just chaos.
Yeah, total chaos. Now, the conventional wisdom in business is that dashboards are, they're your best friend.
Right, because they show you what's wrong.
Exactly. They're incredibly good at showing you that a problem exists. They'll just scream at you about missing safety evidence or failed compliance assessments or critical capability blockers.
Which is great in theory.
In theory, yeah. But there is a massive and I think often unspoken flaw with these systems.
They don't actually fix anything.
No, they are absolutely terrible at telling you who is actually going to fix the problem. I mean, if everyone on the management team sees the red light, but nobody explicitly owns the very next step.
Then nobody does.
Exactly. That dashboard isn't an operational tool anymore. It's just a giant screen full of anxiety.
Yeah, it's essentially the psychological concept of the bystander effect, right? But digitized and operating at an enterprise scale.
Right.
When everyone assumes that someone else in the organization is handling the blinking red light, nobody actually clicks the button to solve it.
It's just human nature. And that counterintuitive fact that more visibility can actually lead to less action is exactly what we're tackling today.
It's a huge problem.
It really is. So, in this deep dive, we're exploring how the SqueakX platform attacks this specific bottleneck. We're going to look at how SqueakX takes raw, chaotic workforce data and turns it into accountable, meticulously tracked actions through its manager and learner action centers.
Which honestly represents a fundamental shift in how organizations need to operate.
Okay, let's unpack this because I feel like I need an analogy to wrap my head around it.
Go for it.
It feels like having a traditional compliance dashboard that just lists problems
Yeah.
is, well, it's like a fire alarm ring.
Oh, yeah, fire alarm that just screams fire.
Yes. It just screams fire. But it doesn't tell the firefighters, where to go or who was bringing the hose or who's checking the back rooms. It's just observation without intervention.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. Revealing that you have a problem is really only step one.
Right.
Like, a standard system will gladly show you your capability gaps or point out overdue compliance items. It'll even highlight single point dependencies.
Oh, meaning those terrifying moments where you're relying on just one specific person to keep a whole shift running.
Exactly. But handing a floor manager a massive, vague list of everything that's going wrong, it doesn't actually help them.
It just stresses them out.
Precisely. To actually put the fire out, as you said, you have to bring all that chaotic visibility into one organized place where the work can actually get done.
And in the SqueakX platform, that place is the Manager Action Center.
Yes, the Manager Action Center. It is the engine that drives actual operational readiness.
So it's basically pulling everything together.
Right. In SqueakX, pending work from all across the platform, literally no matter what department generated it, is brought together into this one central hub.
Wait, I saw in the sources that there are other hubs too, right? Like specific ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. SqueakX has various specialized hubs for managers. There's the people hub, the learning hub, compliance hub, skills hub, and the evidence approval hub.
Okay, so that's a lot of hubs.
It is, but those are fantastic for when a manager wants to proactively investigate a specific area.
Like digging into the data.
Exactly. But the action center itself acts as the central queue for accountable manager work. It is where everything funnels down into actual actionable tasks.
So it takes all those high-level insights from the specialized hubs and turns them into a prioritized to-do list.
A very smart to-do list because it provides prioritized workloads and action counts. But crucially, and this is the game changer, it provides recommended next
Oh,
actions.
wow. So it's not just saying, hey, you have a problem.
No, it's suggesting the fix. So if there's a coverage gap for a shift, SqueakX isn't just saying you're short-staffed.
Right.
It analyzes the workforce and recommends like the best fit cover. Or it might suggest fast-track training for an employee who is almost ready to step up.
Or assign supervisory support to bridge the gap.
Exactly. It completely removes the guesswork, which creates a closed operational loop.
Because normally manager tasks are just, I mean, they're incredibly fragmented.
Oh, they're hidden in long email threads or buried in separate HR software or trapped in some isolated training module.
Which is a massive operational risk.
Huge. A crucial certificate check gets lost in an inbox, and suddenly you have an unqualified person operating heavy machinery on the floor.
Yikes. Yeah, that's bad. But okay, centralizing all the work sounds great in theory. But I'm thinking about a modern manager. They're wearing like 20 different hats on any given day. How does one single queue make sense of an everyday vacation request sitting right next to, you know, a critical safety compliance check?
It's a fair question.
Let's ground this in reality. Walk me through a specific scenario. What does this actually look like day to day?
Sure. Let's take a manufacturing flow manager. They log into their manager action center, and they're looking at the entire spectrum of their workforce's capability.
Okay.
The very first task might be reviewing and approving practical evidence. So let's say an employee, Sarah, just uploaded a video demonstrating she knows how to safely operate a new forklift.
Got it.
The manager reviews it, approves the evidence, and then moves on. Next, they might need to check the validity of a third-party safety certificate a contractor submitted.
Okay, pretty standard admin stuff so far.
Right, but then they're reviewing readiness blockers.
What's a readiness blocker?
Say someone's mandatory safety training expired overnight. The system actively prevents them from taking a specific shift until the manager intervenes.
Oh, wow. So they are actively unblocking operations, not just doing paperwork.
Exactly. They might also be signing off on skills within a competency matrix or completing practical assessments. They even approve AI-generated questions.
Wait, really? AI questions?
Yeah. If the organization uploads a new standard operating procedure, an SOP ScreeXX can automatically draft assessment questions based on it.
That's wild.
And the manager just reviews and approves those questions right there in the queue before they go live.
That is an incredibly wide variety of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to zero in on one highly specific workflow mentioned in the sources, because I think it perfectly illustrates the difference between a legacy platform and what ScreeXX is doing here.
You're talking about the training reset request.
Yes, via the learning queue. It really caught my eye.
It's one of the most brilliant examples of governed workflow in the entire system.
So let's stick with our employee, Sarah. She starts a learning module, like a mandatory safety compliance thing. But halfway through, her browser glitches out, or she just gets hopelessly stuck.
Happens all the time.
Right. So in a traditional system, she calls IT, and they usually just go into the back end and silently delete her progress.
Poof. Clean slate.
Exactly. The failed attempt just never happened.
Yeah.
But in ScreeXX, she has to initiate a formal reset request, and that routes directly to the manager's queue.
Right.
My question is, why is it so crucial to preserve a failed or stuck attempt instead of just giving the employee a clean slate? Why go through all that trouble?
Because silent deletion is an absolute nightmare for compliance.
Really?
Oh, totally. If a regulatory auditor or an investigator comes into your facility following an incident.
God forbid.
Right. And they discover that safety training records have been quietly erased or altered by administrators behind the scenes.
Oh, I see. That looks terrible.
It's a massive red flag. It looks like you're hiding something.
So it's about proving the integrity of the process.
Exactly. It's about governed recovery, not a cover-up.
Governed recovery. I like that.
So when Sarah submits that request, the manager reviews her attempt history and the reason she gave. They can approve it, decline it, or return it for more info.
And if they approve it,
Sarah gets a fresh attempt. But ScreeXX permanently preserves the prior failed attempt, the request itself, the manager's exact decision, and the audit history.
That makes total sense in a regulated industry. Records shouldn't just magically disappear.
Exactly.
But, okay, this brings up a massive logistical question for me.
Hit me.
If all of these wildly distinct tasks, I mean, we're talking serious training reset, holiday requests, evidence checks, AI approvals, if these are all pouring into the system every hour, how on earth does ScreeXX know which manager gets which task? Because you could easily just create a chaotic free-for-all where managers are stepping on each other's toes or, you know, assuming someone else is handling it.
That is exactly where the routing engine comes into play. And it relies on one uncompromising core rule.
Which is?
One accountable owner per action.
What owner?
You do not have dual ownership in ScreeXX. Now, authorized higher-up managers can retain oversight. Like, they can see the action in the reporting views, but they don't become duplicate owners in the active queue.
So you completely eliminate that bystander effect we talked about earlier.
Exactly. One person's name is on the ticket, period.
It reminds me of a triage nurse in an emergency room. They don't just point you toward the back and say, find an open room.
No. They assess your symptoms and match you to a specific doctor.
Right. And they document exactly why you're going to room 3. So how does ScreeXX actually calculate who that single owner should be?
It combines a whole matrix of real-time data. It looks at the specific employee making the request, the action category itself, the organizational scope, who currently has the correct authority level, who is actually available today, and what the escalation rules are.
That is a lot of variables.
It is. And the routing dynamically changes based on the purpose of the action.
Can you give me an example of how the purpose changes the destination?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the same employee will have different valid owners depending on what they need.
Okay.
So a standard holiday request will naturally route to their primary line manager.
Sure, makes sense.
But if they submit a shift swap request, that needs to go to the shift manager who is actually running that day's schedule.
Oh, right, because the line manager might not care about Tuesday's specific schedule.
Exactly. Or if Sarah submits practical evidence for her forklift qualification, that doesn't go to her line manager or HR. It routes specifically to a qualified supervisor or an authorized assessor.
Got it.
And for highly sensitive issues, like a confidential speak-up whistleblower report, the system routes that strictly and only to protected investigators.
That is incredibly smart. And what I found really impressive in the sources is this concept of explainable owner resolution. It's not a black box.
Yes, and that is vital for institutional trust.
Explainable owner resolution. What does that actually look like in the system?
Well, when ScriaSex routes a task, it doesn't just blindly drop it in a queue. It selects a valid owner, and it stores the exact reason for its decision within the audit log.
Oh, wow. So it shows its math.
Exactly. It records the specific routing rule and the exact management scope it used. So if an auditor ever asks, why did this critical safety check go to Dave in operations on a Tuesday?
Yeah. The system doesn't just shrug.
No, it can perfectly explain its mathematical logic for assigning data.
Okay, I have to push back here.
Go for it.
Because this is where rigid software systems usually fall apart in the real world. That explainable owner resolution sounds perfectly precise. In a perfect world, brilliant. But operations are messy. What if Dave, our designated operations manager, is on a 2-week vacation in the mountains with no cell service? Or what if Dave literally quit his job yesterday?
Right.
Does that critical safety compliance check just sit rotting in his queue while the system stubbornly insists he's the only accountable owner?
That is a great challenge, and it's exactly why poorly designed systems fail. But ScriaSex anticipated this. They built in a very robust layer for temporary queue cover and delegation.
Okay, how does that work?
The system fundamentally understands that people take annual leave, they get sick, and roles become temporarily vacant. ScriaSex handles this by allowing temporary governed ownership.
Governed again.
Always. So before Dave goes to the mountains, he can set up access-only cover where a trusted deputy can view his queue and handle things on his behalf.
Oh, nice.
Or he can actively transfer selected open actions to another manager entirely.
And I'm assuming that transfer isn't just a casual undocumented handshake in the hallway?
Not at all. Every piece of delegation comes with automatic expiry dates.
Ah.
So Dave's delegation ends the exact minute he is scheduled back from vacation, and it maintains a full, unalterable reassignment history.
So to keep all of this organized, managers don't just have one messy inbox.
Right. They have distinct filtered views. They have my actions, which are directly assigned to them. But they also have distinct queues for my team, delegated to me by people like Dave, escalated to me, oversight, and history.
Okay, that handles the vacation issue beautifully. But to my second point, what if Dave quit yesterday without delegating anything? What happens then?
If the system genuinely cannot find a valid authorized owner for an action because a role is vacant, it doesn't just let the task rot in the void.
Thank goodness.
It immediately routes it to a controlled exceptions queue.
A consents queue, okay.
Yeah, this alerts a system administrator who can then manually intervene and reassign those critical tasks to a new owner.
Okay, having an exceptions queue as a safety valve makes total sense. But let's talk about a much more common problem.
Okay.
What about the stuff that has an owner? Dave is at his desk. It doesn't fall into an exception queue, but it's just taking entirely too long.
Procrastination.
Let's be honest. Sometimes a manager is just dragging their feet on approving a piece of evidence.
This brings us to a major feature of the Manager Action Center. SLA, or Service Level Agreement, timing controls.
SLAs.
Yeah. ScriaSex doesn't just track who owns the work, it rigorously tracks how long they have to complete it.
Wait, hold on. SLAs. Usually SLAs are for IT support ticket desks or external customer service reps.
True.
Putting a literal countdown timer on a manufacturing floor manager? That sounds like a recipe for micromanagement and employee resentment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we aren't running a call center here.
I get that.
How does ScriaSex avoid just stressing people out with constant timers?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, SLAs aren't designed to be a corporate stick to beat managers with. They are designed to enforce fairness and operational consistency.
Fairness. How so?
Think about it from the workforce perspective. Why should Sarah have to wait 3 weeks for her forklift training sign-off just because her specific manager is unorganized, while another team gets their sign-offs in 3 hours?
Oh, yeah, that inconsistency completely kills morale.
And it halts production. These SLA policies apply consistently to both manager-initiated tasks and employee-initiated requests. It creates a reliable, predictable cadence for the entire workforce.
Okay, when you put it like that.
And crucially, they are highly customizable. You can set SLAs at the overarching organization level, customize them for a specific geographic branch, or dial them in for a specific department.
To ensure the response times are actually realistic for that specific type of work.
Exactly.
Okay, I see the fairness angle.
Yeah.
But how does that actually look for the manager? Are they just getting yelled at by automated emails all day?
No, it's enforced operationally through clear visibility, not spam.
Mm-hmm.
Managers see the SLA countdown timers right on the action cards in their queue.
So they just log in and see it.
Right. If they're falling behind, they see overdue flags. If a critical deadline actually passes, the system triggers auto-escalation to the next authority level.
So Dave's boss gets notified that Dave missed a compliance deadline.
Yes. But to prevent it from ever getting to that point, there are automated notifications that quietly ping both the learners and the managers well before things expire.
Got it.
So Dave will get a certificate expiry alert or shift readiness alert, giving him plenty of runway to solve it before it becomes an operational crisis.
It's actively tapping you on the shoulder, saying, hey, this is about to be a problem. Fix it now.
Precisely.
And that point you made about fairness is huge. If you have ever submitted an expense report or a vacation request and just watched it vanish into the corporate ether for 3 weeks with no updates.
It's the worst.
It really is. Mm. Submitting requests into a black hole destroys trust, which perfectly brings us to the other side of this equation.
The learner.
Right. With all these escalations, delegations, and countdown timers running in the background. What does the learner, our employee Sarah, actually see on her end while she waits?
She interacts with the Learner Action Center. You can think of this as the employee's single front door to the system.
So she's not clicking around five different systems.
Exactly. She doesn't need to jump between a training app, an HR portal, and a scheduling app to figure out what she needs to do today.
That's a relief.
The Learner Action Center is where she sees her own pending tasks, accesses support routes, responds to evidence requests from her manager, tracks her reset requests.
Oh, and completes mandatory compliance actions or SOP version acknowledgments.
Exactly. All of that in one place.
So she has full visibility into her own responsibilities.
Yeah.
But more importantly, she can actually see the status of what she submitted.
Yes. She can track the real-time status of her own requests. She isn't left in the dark wondering if Dave even saw the forklift video she uploaded.
She knows exactly where it sits in the queue.
Right.
It takes the anxiety out of the process for the learner. Just like the centralized queue takes the anxiety out of the manager's dashboard.
It's transparency for everyone.
But I want to land on what I consider the ultimate safety net for all of this. We've mentioned audit history a few times today, but the sources heavily detail this concept of a controlled action lifecycle.
Yes.
When you dig into it, it feels like this lifecycle is the absolute ironclad backbone of the whole platform.
It really is. Every single request, every piece of evidence, and every generated action follows a strictly controlled lifecycle.
Walk me through it.
It moves from created to routing, where the system calculates and finds out one accountable owner, then it becomes open in their queue.
Okay.
From there, the manager might move it to in review. Or awaiting info if they need more detail from the employee.
And if they take too long.
If the SLA timer runs out, it could be escalated. Ultimately, it lands on completed or approved or rejected. And in some cases, it can be closed or canceled.
And the sources are very explicit about this.
Mm.
Even if an action is canceled, it never deletes the history.
Never. Because this raises the most important question for any enterprise organization. If there is a severe safety incident or a compliance breach, can you definitively prove what your managers knew, when they knew it, and what they did about it?
That is the million-dollar question.
Truly. The depth of the audit evidence in ScriaKex is practically legal grade. Let's trace Sarah's forklift certificate.
Yeah.
The audit trail captures the final decision and the rationale behind it. It logs the exact timestamp. It records who the delegated owner was at that exact historical date.
Oh, so if Dave's deputy approved it while Dave was in the mountains, the system knows that.
It knows that definitively. It logs every SLA event, every escalation, and the specific applied actions, like if a manager assigned a fast-track training fix to close a capability gap.
It is essentially a corporate time machine.
A time machine. I like that.
I mean, you have the ability to look back at an exact date, say a random Tuesday 3 months ago, and see exactly who had the authority to approve a safety task, why the system designated them as the owner, and the exact rationale they typed in for approving it.
Exactly. You aren't relying on someone's foggy memory or a deleted email thread.
The system reconstructs the reality of that moment perfectly.
And that reconstructability is everything. In heavily regulated industries, the difference between a minor operational hiccup and a massive business-ending compliance fine often comes down to your ability to produce that exact historical record.
Wow. So what does this all mean? We started this deep dive by talking about the anxiety of standing in front of a dashboard that just screams about problems without offering any solutions.
Right.
What we've seen today is that ScreeXX fundamentally rejects that model. It does not just show you your operational problems. It takes all that raw, chaotic workforce data, the readiness blockers, the expired certificates, the capability gaps, the training resets, and it turns it into accountable action.
It intelligently routes the work to the exact right owner.
It tracks the deadlines fairly. It manages the escalations when things inevitably go wrong. And it preserves an ironclad history of every single decision made along the way.
It truly closes the loop. In the system, visibility becomes action, action becomes evidence, and evidence becomes proven. Defensible readiness.
With ScreeX, every important workforce action has one owner, a clear route, a deadline, an escalation path, and an unalterable audit trail. It replaces panic with a plan.
Very well said.
I want to leave you with a provocative thought to mull over regarding your own workplace. Think about that blinking dashboard we talked about at the start. If a critical capability gap or a major safety compliance risk popped up in your operation right now, today, who exactly owns the very next click to fix it?
And a year from now, if an inspector comes knocking on your door, will there be a permanent, explainable record of exactly why they made their decision? If you don't know the answer to those questions, you might just be staring at a screen full of anxiety. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Keep asking questions, and we'll see you next time.